This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. After allegations that abortionist Douglas Carpin was using the same techniques as Kermit Gosnell when he presided over failed abortions, Carpin's abortion business was supposedly investigated by Texas health officials. Now Operation Rescue says that not only was the grand jury not presented key evidence, but that state health officials have not been to Carpin's abortion business since 2010. And at that inspection, they found several truly gross deficiencies. At the website of Planned Parenthood of South Texas, you'll find a banner proudly proclaiming Methodist Healthcare Ministries as a funding partner of the abortion giant. The United Methodist Church Group is giving Planned Parenthood of South Texas over $440,000. Pro-life advocates say that Planned Parenthood's primary business is nothing else than abortion. This is Life News Radio.
Would you know what to do if someone you knew was torn between abortion and staying pregnant? Birthright was the first pregnancy support center in the world, and its toll-free number is always ready for you or someone you know. 800-550-4900. 800-550-4900.
Amy Hansen of Fort Collins, Colorado, believes her life was saved by becoming pregnant. The care she received for her pregnancy detected ovarian cancer at a very early stage. Amy underwent chemotherapy while pregnant. Her boy is now 5 months old, and for now, mom is cancer-free. Dad says he can hardly wait to tell his son, Gavin, that he saved the love of his life, Gavin's mom. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.